Secretary Northey's nomination has been held up for 104 days by Senator Cruz. Senator Cruz has attempted to extract policy concessions from the administration that run counter to President Trump's stated commitment to biofuels and a strong RFS. Senator Cruz has told me that he has nothing against Secretary Northey being Undersecretary of Agriculture, but it still has the same impact of keeping a good person like Senator Northey from being confirmed by the Senate. So Senator Cruz has argued for some time that a refinery in Philadelphia that recently filed for bankruptcy shows that the RFS is harming refineries. I'm concerned any time an American's job could be lost. So after I heard the renewable fuel standard was being blamed for the financial troubles of some refineries, I wanted to know more. I asked my staff to get to the bottom. Yesterday, I released an internal memo produced by my energy policy staff who analyzed the claims made by opponents of the RFS. The analysis finds that the biofuel blending requirement and the cost of RINs has little to do with the success of refineries and were not a significant factor in the PES bankruptcy. After reviewing the facts, I'm confident that the RFS isn't harming refineries, that other factors are at work, and that the RFS law is working as Congress intended. Once these facts are known, there ought to be an end to the misleading rhetoric blaming the RFS. My staff's analysis corroborates multiple independent studies, including by the University of Pennsylvania, which I would point out is located in Philadelphia where PES is. So the RFS cynics are at it again, but their arguments are once again coming up empty. Senator Cruz's opposition to the RFS, an EPA program as it is, was never a legitimate reason to hold the nomination of Secretary Northey to serve as USDA, completely separate department from anything dealing with the RFS. Iowans can rest assured that Secretary Northey, Senator Ernst, and I won't let hostage-taking harm RFS, biofuels, and rural America. And let me stress, particularly dealing with ethanol. I'm thankful that President Trump continues to support biofuels and rural America. The president should be applauded for his ongoing commitment to RFS, which makes our air cleaner, it makes our energy cheaper, and it makes our country stronger with domestic energy production. Today, I'm filing for what we call unanimous consent to get Northey approved. And there's a possibility that Senator Cruz would object, and I know it doesn't sound sensible that one senator ought to be able to hold up one person for 104 days, but that's where we are.